Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to our service this morning. If you're visiting today, my name is Alex, and I'd like to give you a particularly warm welcome this morning. It's really great that we can join together to worship God together, so thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. It really is good to have your company as we have some great church family time together. Throughout the summer holidays, we are having all-age services, so the children won't be going out to their own groups. We do have some tables set up at the front here, so if at any point the children want to come to the front and take part in the activities there, then they're more than welcome to do so. And we're going to be continuing our staycation theme. So we've been thinking about how sometimes when we think about mission, it somehow needs to involve us getting on a plane and going to the other side of the world so that we can share the gospel with people from another country. But just like how we can have a staycation, just how we can have wonderful holidays in the UK, which I know a good number of us have had this summer, so we can do mission at home as well. We don't need to get on a plane. Maybe we just need to knock on our next door neighbour's door, or maybe go on a bus or go in the car, and we can reach out to people close to us. So that's what we're going to be thinking about as we continue that series this morning. And we're actually going to mix things up a little bit by having a Bible reading. So if you have one of these with you, which you should do because they're on all of the chairs. Lee's going to explain what these are later on, but if you'd like to use these, or if you'd like to use your phone, then please do so. Or a pew Bible if you have one. That'd be great.
Okay, well, if you've got your Bibles, would you like to turn to our reading this morning? Now, obviously, as you came in, you would have seen on the notices where the reading is from. So if you just please like to open your Bibles at that page that you've already prepared. Did nobody read it?
No.
Oh, dear. Should you like to... All my efforts. Right, so this morning's reading is from Mark chapter 10, and we're starting at verse 13. So Mark 10, verse 13. It's entitled, The Little Children and Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Amen.
Thank you, Rachel. It is amazing when you're around babies or young children and they seem to be interested in everything that they see. You sometimes get to the point where you're just trying to maybe just walk to the shops and it takes five times as long because your little toddler wants to stop and look at every single thing that they pass on the road. Just at the moment, Penelope loves to look at trees. So if she's in the pram, she might be quite upset, she might be crying. But as we're going along, if there's trees that she sees above her, then it will stop the crying just momentarily. She also loves people as well, which is why she's joined the Welcome Rota. And she loves food as well. She had her first lick of a healthy chocolate ice cream a couple of days ago. But for them, I hope it's not the last, but for babies and for children, there is intrigue and there is wonder in all sorts of things that we can just walk past by or really take for granted. And so they, in that respect, are a great example to all of us, just to be taking moments, just to be stopping and just to be appreciating the care and the wonder and the detail of all of the things around us. They can be an example to us. And it makes me think about how we have rocked up to church this morning. For most of us, we've probably been to church maybe tens of times before, maybe hundreds of times before. I don't know whether we could get into the thousands. I'm not going to comment on that. But we come along to church, and maybe we haven't come along with a lot of focus or with a lot of intention, but it's a Sunday morning, we're available, we don't need to go to the tip, there's nothing we need to buy at Blue Water, so we'll come along to church maybe. And maybe we think, okay, we'll just go through the motions again of the church service before we do something this afternoon. But if children and if toddlers can find awe and wonder in a tree, in people, in food, surely we can find some new awe and wonder in our Creator God this morning. So my prayer for us as we meet together is that, yes, we'll go through some very familiar things today, but may it also be an opportunity for us to open our eyes afresh and to awake our souls to just who God is and what a privilege it is for us to meet together, to sing to Him, to listen to His word, to share and pray with one another, and encounter God in a new and fresh way. So if you're able, would you please stand
still? Great. So we're on staycation for the last time, and as Alex said, the series really has been on not about going away, not taking booking air tickets, especially not with BA today, and luggage, you know, just going away. But it's been much more about staying where we are. And many of us, of course, are doing that nowadays, is to stay for holidays at home. Mission trips can be beneficial, can be great. Often the greatest ministry, though, that a person can offer is in their community and with their neighbour. And so staycation encourages us all to serve and love others right where they are and to view life's interruptions as opportunities like Jesus did. Interruptions. I don't know how you react to interruptions. A few faces up there. Maybe we don't like interruptions. I certainly don't, so don't say anything, all right? So interruptions, but one of the life things that happen to us in life, doesn't it? And I don't know how you react. Do you welcome interruptions? Do you seize up? Do you try and skip out of being interrupted? There are many views, of course, of what interruption is about. I'll let you just read that one. Barbara would tell you that I'm not good at being spontaneous. But I like to know what lies ahead. I like to have a plan. I balk at being called perhaps a control freak. Maybe that's a bit too extreme, but I do like to know where I'm going. I do like to have a plan, and I do keep a diary. I expect we're all on that spectrum somewhere where we're perhaps so laid back that really we just let life comes and we chill and let it come to us and we'll just deal with it as we go. On the other hand, you might be at the control end, effectively. You want to know what's going on, what I'm doing, and that's where I'm at. Just compare with your neighbour. Where do you sit? Are you laid back, chilled out, or are you a control freak? Can be honest. Just share with your neighbour. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Stop. Stop now. I expect we can guess, perhaps, what each other are like. Maybe we've learned something new today. I don't know. But we are on a spectrum, aren't we? And the great thing about it is that God's word speaks to us wherever we are on that spectrum. So we've had that reading from Mark 10, verse 13 to 16. And the context of this, when Jesus welcomes the little children, of course, at the beginning of that chapter, this was what happened. Jesus then left that place, Capernaum, and went into the region of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them. And he taught them, there was a teaching about divorce and relationships. But he left that place in Capernaum. So Jesus had a plan and an intention for that day. If I was one of the disciples, his ministry is probably only over those 3 years, every day was a valuable day. And certainly as the disciple, I would be on that side of the spectrum. Whilst Jesus was divine and could therefore potentially know what every minute held for the day, in his humanity, he forgo many attributes. And that meant of his divine nature, in order to identify fully with humanity and enter into the world of you and me. That's a difficult one to unpick a bit, isn't it? And I think we can look at that in a couple of ways. Jesus foreknew, he knew everything, and he had the power to know minute by minute where he was going and what was going to happen. And certainly that was part of his nature. But to be truly human, he laid aside so much. He laid aside. He wasn't immune to pain. He wasn't immune to anger. He wasn't immune to those sort of things that affect us all. And I believe that he wasn't immune to interruptions, the unexpected happening. Jesus' ministry was full of interruptions, few appointments or planned meetings. We read time and again in Scripture how this person came to him, that happened to him, the crowds followed after him when he was trying to get away from crowds and have a bit of quiet time. All these things were interruptions. Things happen so often. But Jesus came to serve, not to be served. So when we come to those verses about the children, and I'll just repeat them, this is from the Message. The people brought children to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. The disciples shooed them away. But Jesus was irate. In some other translations, it is translated as angry or irate about things, indignant. And he let them know it. Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between me and them. These children are the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then gathering the children in his arms, he laid his hands of blessing on them. The teaching point in this passage is so often referred to really about how children exemplify the simple acceptance needed to get into the kingdom of God. We need do nothing more, nothing less than simply acknowledge our need and accept God's provision of his Son and all that he has done for us. So Jesus had, the disciples did not have time for these kids. They were critical and disapproving that they were there. Jesus was upset that the disciples were treating the children unfairly and challenged them that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Loving and kind, Jesus received the kids with open arms, willing to make time for them and for their families. But I think there's another point here. It's very easy, and that's a really powerful truth that we need to grasp. But another point is picking out this business of interruption. Because Jesus treated the blind, the sick, the poor, the dispossessed, the hopeless, the outcasts in the same way. He wouldn't let anybody get between him and that person that was suffering. In Luke, in chapter 4, verse 18, we read where Jesus speaks from the Old Testament about the Spirit of the Lord being upon him. For he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released and that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. Jesus outlined his mission right from the start to say, these are the people that I'm coming for. These are the people who I want to be interrupted by. These are the people that God's love is for. So he made that very, very plain right from the start. Jesus always had time, made time, gave up his own plan to be interrupted. We're going to just have a quick, there's a little clip I would like you to see now, if we can just play that.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me. My apologies.
What will this going to mean for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months.
What struck you about the way the father reacted? What was that? He pushed away. And then he laughed. He smiled. He tried to keep it together. But he was patient, wasn't he? And he was gracious. Sometimes it means being gracious through gritted teeth. Especially when you're involved in talking to someone else. And yet we read at the end of this passage in this chapter in Mark what happened next after this teaching to the disciples. Yet another interruption. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he said, "what I must do to inherit eternal life?" Yet another interruption. So what might we learn from this? It's not advocating being blown off course and being subject to everyone's agenda, but being aware of those God-given opportunities. There is a difference between allowing our lives to be interrupted by the things of God and allowing interruptions of our own making to steal our time. Why are we so easily distracted by just one more show on Netflix or scrolling endlessly through our email and texts, but irritated by a person who needs to talk when we need to get out the door? How many times do I walk down the road needing to get something from the shop, see a neighbour and just wave, rather than stop perhaps and ask them how they are? How much time do we allow for those sorts of distractions? I have a real issue, and I think in this day and age we all do, is the use of mobile phones. So often, I can be talking to someone, their mobile phone goes, and they're completely distracted. Or it may be that you're in a service. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. Or a meeting or something, or a home group or wherever, and people can be scrolling through things on their phone. And this is before we even politely say, would you mind just, I just need to pick up this call, I just need to see who this person is, and then cut them off and then carry on with your conversation. It really, really does hit at people's dignity and their respect when we treat people that way. And I speak to myself as much as I would do to you, because I think this is a real issue for Christians as well. And as we try to seek and talk and engage with others, let's be careful of our mobile phones. Jesus showed us that people are a priority, that we can model that even in the busyness of modern life. Let's take a different view. Please interrupt me. Paul talks about making room in our hearts for people. And maybe we just need to allow that in our day, to allow that sort of level of interruption. The phone call, the letter actually, or the email I should write, or that person I should give a call to, or that neighbour I should just stop and ask how they are. So you've been given a copy on the seats of Christianity Explored. This is just the Gospel of Mark, and it's given for a reason. I'd like you to give it away, but you may be able to use it for another couple of things. First of all, read it. There's a reading plan at the start of the Gospel, which I think takes you through 3 weeks, but you could actually read it in an hour or so. But if you're not used to reading Scripture, or you just want a new stimulus to it, then I'd advocate just reading it. Take it home and read it. You might also want to use it for the course. Christianity Explored would be starting soon. And it might be that you feel actually a refresher would be good. Or I could go along with my friend and I could come along with them and come along on the course. So you might find that, because this is used in the course. And as you see, it's got Christianity Explored on it. And the other thing really is to give it away. Why not keep it in your handbag or your bag or your briefcase, laptop or whatever, or maybe by the door, and just have it ready there for that God-given opportunity. Maybe that interruption. Maybe, as I've been interrupted this morning, you might be surprised what will happen today, what will happen this week. In fact, God knows that we are not very good at remembering things. And I wouldn't be surprised, as Jesus would do with his disciples, is go off and do this. And just be prepared over the course of this week to have that God-given opportunity. And maybe next week you can share that in the family news. What happened? How do you get on? So take up that challenge. Okay, so do take it away with you and use it. And that's it. I think I've done quite well. So we're going to keep it short and we're going to pray. All right? Let's pray.